whether whipping implies doing it with a switch or not. Spanking was always with the palm of the hand.
Spanking was less severe.
I think I would think of it that way.
Okay. Say if someone you know is 2 inches taller this year than he was last, you say that you sure did
grow.
He has
grown.
He
grew.
A child is born to an unmarried woman. Do you call it anything in particular?
Well, in talking about it, I would probably say an illegitimate child.
But
I would say a bastard, too, but I wouldn't likely say that in polite society.
Pretty crude term.
It would offend some people.
Oh.
It doesn't really offend me, I just think it's inappropriate in polite society.
Okay. Any other joking terms, or maybe terms that might be used by particular groups of people, like blacks?
Not that I've heard. Not that I know of.
Okay. The word loving. Say, if so-and-so is a loving child, but this other one is a lot.
More loving.
If I had a brother and he had a son, that son would be my
nephew.
What about a child that's lost its parents? It's
an orphan.
Is that used only talking about children who are institutionalized? Some sort of home?
No, I don't think so. I think it is very broadly just means anyone whose parents are dead.
Okay. The person who's appointed to look after him, you would call him a
guardian.
People like your aunts and uncles, nieces, cousins, whatever, you say they're all your
relatives. You might say family, although family would more likely be limited to parents and grandparents and children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you might say?
In talking about where my ancestors came from, I'm likely to say people. But if I'm talking to the ones who are living right, talking about the ones who are living right now, I think I'd say relatives.
Okay. Talking about someone who might look something like you, you might say, well, that may be so, but actually I'm no...
No relation. I might say no kin.
Somebody who comes into town nobody's ever seen before, you call them a
stranger.
What about somebody from another country?
That's a foreigner.
Would you ever use that word to describe somebody not necessarily from another country?
No, I don't think so. Call someone a Yankee if they didn't come from the South.
Okay. Some proper names. The name of the mother of Jesus was
Mary.
And George Washington's wife
Martha.
And the song "Wait Till the Sun Shines."
Nellie.
And a male goat is called a
Billy.
And the author of the first of the four Gospels is
Matthew.
What would you, any particular names for a woman who teaches school? She's a...
I just say a teacher.
Okay. Do you know of any old-fashioned terms?
To say school teacher is a little more old-fashioned than just saying teacher.
Mm-hmm. Anything other than that?
Well, on old movies and in books, school marm, but I've never heard anyone seriously use that.
Okay. What about the 19th century American writer James Fenimore
Cooper?
How would you address a married woman by that last name?
Mrs. Cooper, but if I were speaking rapidly, it might come out Ms.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Cooper. But more likely Mrs.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any terms for a preacher who's really not trained to be a preacher, does something else for a living, and really not very good at it?
No.
Have you ever heard of a jackleg preacher?